grace, obstacles, and membership under letters and comments. Could you please, if you have time, answer the following questions? 1. Besides asking and yearning for grace, what are the major obstacles we need to remove to be able to receive it? 2. In my earlier years, ultimate salvation seemed a sure thing once all the earthly puzzles are resolved. Now, I live in that future with all the puzzles still in place, and I have no excuses left. 3. Is there a membership requirement at the ashram for someone like me, some distance away? What are the rules? How can I be a part? Oregon, USA. 1. The very fact that one yearns for grace is the surest sign of the presence of grace in one's life. Multiplicity of thoughts alone obstruct the reality of the ever-present grace. 2. All the puzzles in life have no actual foundation other than thought. They do not occur to you in your deep sleep. Simply make the effort to still your thoughts, and you will very soon see that all obstacles and puzzles have somehow evaporated. 3. There are no membership requirements for this ashram. In fact, everyone is a member, as no one is separate from the all-pervading self. No one falls outside the realm of the ashram dedicated to the life and teachings of Sri Ramana Maharishi. By remembering the true meaning and purpose of life, by turning inward towards the source of awareness, one can truly feel they are not only part of this ashram, but one with all creation. Editor.